the 10 a.m. service, this service, we're having our annual vestry meeting. I am very keen for annual vestry meetings to be a positive snapshot of what is going on in the parish, to give those who don't know what is happening a chance to find out, and also to give those who are part of groups and or committees in the church a time to explain what has been happening and to take pride in what they do. We are very lucky to have many volunteers who undertake many roles, and it is right that we take the time at the annual vestry meeting for us as a whole community to thank and affirm them in what they do. The annual vestry meeting we have separated the formal legal financial report, which is what we have to provide, that report for the diocese, with a booklet new this year, this report, about what's been happening in the parish in 2023. This report will be sent to you online if you receive the newsletter online today. And also, if you'd like to receive it online but you don't receive the newsletter electronically, then there is a list for you to sign up at the back of church and it can be sent on to you. There are a few hard copies of this, there's about 8 or 9 left. You can take one home. But if you do take one home, can I ask you to bring it back in? We're trying to be conscious of our eco footprint and not produce a lot of paper unnecessarily. So if you do want to take it home, that's absolutely fine. If you could bring it back in like a library book, that would be great. In this booklet, you will find reports from safeguarding, schools, men's fellowship, fabric committee, film nights, finance team, community cake and Thursday coffee mornings, Christmas tree festival, Sunday lunch gatherings, bell ringers, deanery synod, mission giving group, church cleaning team, home groups, magazine, social, choir and music. All these things, and I know there's more than that as well, all these things under one roof, this roof, and all these things making us the community that we are. At the beginning of this booklet is my incumbents report, which I shall read to you now. Before I do, I'd just like to say that this report is for the year 2023, a year that had its trials for many people, including myself, and the report was actually written around the new year. The words, therefore, are a little raw, but they are what I wanted to say at the end of 2023, and they're what I'm going to try and share with you now. And if I could just ask you for your patience as we go through it. Incumbents report. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. So starts our psalm appointed for today, Psalm 23. On this, what is often termed as Good Shepherd Sunday. At the time of Jesus, shepherds were not considered in a particularly high regard. The Pharisees considered shepherds as a part of an unclean profession. People looked down on shepherds as an underclass. When Jesus uses the words good shepherd, he was choosing to align himself with a group of people who were not usually associated with the word good. But wonderfully for us, that is exactly what he did. I remember a time at Theological College in Oxford when John Pritchard had just been made Bishop of Oxford, and his first press release had him standing amongst a flock of sheep with his bishop's crook in his hand. Some of my fellow students were outraged by this. "I am not a dumb sheep," one of them proclaimed, to which I replied, "Who says sheep are dumb?" And also, compared to God, I'm afraid you are, my friend. It ignited quite a heated conversation, as you can imagine. Today, on Good Shepherd Sunday, we gather as a group, as a particular type of flock, to look back and reflect on 2023, a year that for me personally has very much been a year of two halves. 6 months of ignorant bliss, followed by 6 months of diagnosis and decline of my wonderful late wife. I believe that it is very important for clergy not to elevate themselves to the status of good shepherd of their congregation. In a book about answering the call to becoming a priest, Bishop Christopher Coxworth, formerly Bishop of Coventry and now Dean of St. George's Windsor, likens the role of a parish priest to that of a sheepdog. A sheepdog that continually has one eye on the good shepherd, Jesus, and the other on the flock, the congregation. It is a metaphor that I have long reflected on and tried to use as a model in my ministry. However, due to personal circumstances beyond my control, I have felt on occasions over the last year was one of the sheep, stumbling around at the back, to be honest, of the flock, waiting to be gathered in by our loving shepherd. What this experience of 2023 has taught me is the importance of being part of the flock and rejoicing with the flock we have here at St. Martin's. All of you. One tagline for our church is everybody is invited, everybody is welcome, journeying together in the love of Jesus. There are so many important words here with this statement. Everybody, invited, welcome, journeying, together, love, Jesus. When I was lucky enough to be appointed vicar here at St. Martin's, I said that building community with Jesus at the centre of it was what I felt I am being called to do. Looking at the annual report, we can see words from the various organisations and groups and people involved in our church here and what makes us the community that we are. All journeying together in the love of Jesus. And that we continue. And that is the journey we have been on. And this is the journey we continue to be on. We are all part of the flock. We all contribute. As the annual report shows, there are many things going on at St. Martin's and many ways for people to be involved. Just being part of the flock, being here, is providing ministry. Ministry for those who are sitting around you, for those faces you might only see once a week, but you say hello to. Thank you to the many people who have contributed to the various groups and events that all add to a varied ministry and an active and healthy church. My prayer for us all as we reflect back on 2023 is that we continue to be a church with open arms, welcoming all people to be part of the flock. Incumbents' reports are quite likely frequently full of thanks for many people who enable the church to keep going and keep building. We are blessed here at St. Martin's with people who bring their skills and their faith to help build this church and this community. But for 2023, I want you all to know that you are all thanked by me personally. And also, I give thanks for you all as well. You have all helped me just to be part of the flock and encouraged me when I wasn't able to be the sheepdog. Ultimately, I believe we are bound together in the love of the Lord, which truly passes all understanding. May we be with one another, inviting everyone, welcoming everyone, and journeying that love together, knowing that with the Lord as our shepherd, we lack nothing.